This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
A flurry of deals.
If someone can find out something inside those rooms before it actually gets announced, it's this man, Mitch Cleary.
Well, Damo, the Swans are probably the busiest club right now. Not only are they trying to sort out a deal for Papley and Carlton and bring Joe Danaher in, that Zach Jones deal continues to be a bit of a hold-up. I understand the Saints and the Swans are still haggling over picks. So, Kinnear Beetson, he's got 48 minutes to get it all done. I think he needs to get that Zach Jones deal sorted pretty quick before he can turn his attention to Danaher and Papley.
So do that one first, Mitch, and then get that out of the way.
Yep, because he can't be dealing with three clubs at once. I think the Saints is the one that needs to happen now. Now that the Saints have the Josh Bruce pick at 32, just get that sorted now for Zach Jones and then turn your attention to Danaher and Papley.
I don't know whether you heard it before, Mitch, but I have made contact with someone really close to the Papley situation, and as of 15 minutes ago, there was no significant update on it. It's clearly going down to the wire. This is not just theatre. This is genuine unknown territory.
And Tom, I don't know if you mentioned the stat that was doing the rounds in the group text before, but 13 trades happened in the last hour 2 years ago. So we've got 48 minutes to go. Quite a bit still to go through, I reckon.
Yeah, yep. It does. Any updates, Mitch, on the story you broke this morning? Josh Jenkins wanting to, and the Cats very open to moving on him inside this trade period.
I don't have any specific details on what the picks will be. It'll be late. I'm talking fourth round, fifth round, even a swap of those selections. But I think they are getting closer. I'm still expecting Josh Jenkins to be a Cat come around one next year.
Yeah, and senior Geelong officials Brian Cook and also Kevin Diggerson rolling up in the last hour and a half or so to put the final touches and press releases around that.